Next case.
Case number 12948, John McCahon, seek a special use exception for a temporary tent sale, section 11580 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located north of Lighthouse Road. The 911 address is 38993 Beacon Drive in Fenwick Island. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 23, Parcel 3.04. And we have zero correspondence on this.
And I will note to the board that we previously had a case come before us in 2020, and that was denied at that time. So the applicant will have to demonstrate that there's been a substantial change in the conditions or circumstances affecting the property before we can entertain the merits of their request.
Good evening, members of the board. John Tracy from Young Conaway, Stargett and Taylor here on behalf of the applicant, John McCann, Furniture and More. With me is Jack McCann, who is the general manager of the store that we're in front of you tonight. I will first apologize for my voice. It seems like every time I have the annual fraternity golf outing, I come back sounding like Kathleen Turner, and this year is, of course, no exception. This is a request similar to the one that you heard in 2020. There have been several changes made to the application that I think first and foremost indicate that you've received no objections to this particular request. Back in 2020, they requested the same permit that I petitioned for and received for their store in Rehoboth, which is essentially two temporary tent permits for 10 days each for purposes of doing a Memorial Day and Labor Day sale. This is very important to the business. It's the opportunity to move old, scratch and dent, returned items for sale, and as evidenced by the most recent Memorial Day sale that we had, it typically generates three times more revenue than a typical weekend in the store would do. So these types of sales are very critical to the business. The particular request in this instance, again, is for two 10-day permits. It's for a 30 by 60 tent that'll be located on the right side of the existing building there, covering six parking spaces adjacent to the Furniture and More store. We are currently open till 6 p.m. on Mondays through Saturdays, 5 p.m. on Sundays, and thus not necessarily conflicting with the uses of the neighboring property, which is generally an evening business more so than ours is. During the overnight hours, the tent's secured and it is watched by employees of the store. Since that 2020 application, we have received nine temporary permits from Sussex County for the very similar sale. It's essentially 7 days that allows for setup and takedown as well as the sale itself. This instance, we're looking to expand that to 10. It gives us a little bit more time to do the setup and the takedown, as well as an extra day for the sale itself. The differences since that 2020 application, the first and foremost, the primary concern I think you heard from that application was the existence of the U-Haul rental operation that was occurring on the property. As I think you heard a bit at that time, and as they learned afterwards, that was basically overwhelming for the site and overwhelming for their business. They were anticipating a few small trucks being there with a control drop-off and pickup. Instead, it was uncontrolled drop-offs with keys being placed in the drop-box, oftentimes vehicles bigger than what would otherwise be appropriate for the site. So they terminated that business roughly 18 months ago. They are no longer involved in the U-Haul business, and they certainly wouldn't object to any kind of condition that that business not be restarted on the property to interfere with the use of the property. In addition, the size of the tent's been reduced. That particular hearing was a 40 by 60 request. This is a 30 by 60 request, so it's a narrower tent. Also, at that time, the tent was located more central in that parking lot on the right side of the building. It's now been moved adjacent to the building so as to not interfere with the flow of traffic. You can see just off screen to the right, The entrance there is also shared by a couple of the communities that are to our south and to our west, small condominium communities. I think one of those was under construction at the time, which added to the traffic concerns that were being dealt with at that time. Unless John tells me differently, I believe that that is concluded, so there's not the interference of construction and the spillover of parking into the area. So we do believe with the changes that have been made as part of this application, the termination of the U-Haul business, the shrinkage, no pun intended, of the tent and the location of the tent being against the building, that the use as demonstrated by the 9 sales that have taken place since then, which have generated no complaints that we are aware of, that this request will not substantially adversely impact the local area. In addition, it'll ease a burden on both my client as well as the county to have to process and review these applications every few months for the 7-day temporary permit. So we would be happy to answer any questions.
I'm familiar with this area. Is there a tent currently up there?
No. The tent was up for...
We do need whatever. To get you sworn in, sir.
Oh, sure.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
John McKinn, 35436 Wright Way, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
We had our tent up for about a week, so it got broken down, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday after the weekend.
Yeah, because I've seen it up. I ride by there every day. Mm-hmm. So I've seen it up, so I was kind of curious about that. But you spoke to that earlier, so I understand. That community in the back, have you spoken to them about this at all?
Have you reached out to them? No, I think my dad, the owner of that company, has. I'm not sure to what extent.
Has there been positive feedback on it?
I don't think that they're neutral. They have a positive feedback on it, but I think at the time we did have U-Hauls, so there was like anywhere from 4 to potentially 8 trucks on the lot every day of the week. So, and that's inactive at this point. So.
Okay. Thank you.
And just to add to that, there haven't been any concerns expressed to anyone in the store. We did have one neighbor come over, had nothing to do with the tent itself, but they were asking to readjust furniture on the sidewalk so that it would not impede people being able to get into the store. But they had no concerns or expressed no concerns regarding this.
I do have one more question now that you're saying. You do have a neighbor to your right that operates quite a business that goes through there, especially this time of year. Have you talked to them?
They've never had any issues with to my knowledge.
Well, and I can say I spoke with John McCann, the father, with regard to this, and they haven't raised any concerns, and he communicated to me that the landlord had no objection to this request that we're here before you tonight.
Thank you.
There was, 4 years ago, there was a very substantial record built about the problems with parking adjacent to this property, and particularly in regards to the grill. Has anything changed in regards to the grill and the parking situation?
I'll let John talk to that because he's there on a daily basis.
In regards to what?
The grill and the parking, the overall parking situation.
So where those trucks are parked now is like two rows. That row in the back is been removed about a year or so ago. We removed that row, I think, in back there. So that row does not exist anymore. So then the rows in the front. I mean, as far as parking goes, between us and High Stakes, occasionally High Stakes will overcrowd our parking. I'd never get any complaints from them as far as us overcrowding their parking.
So the parking spaces where those white trucks are shown, you're telling me that those parking spaces, that's now a drive lane?
Yes. There is still a row, but they're closer to the building.
There is still a row. So the rows move closer to the building?
Well, it was two rows, and then one row was painted over.
Maybe point and show me exactly what you mean.
So there was two rows here. Right here is the line between the two rows. These trucks are big enough that they're parked over that line. This row right here was removed, and this row still exists.
Which row still exists?
This row right here.
The front of the two rows, where you see the trucks are actually back-to-back parking spaces.
Yeah, there's two. One, the one on the right was the one that is... Are people now using that as a drive lane? The part that's painted over?
Yeah, the neighbors must be... I believe that's why we painted over.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see if you expand out the aerial photograph, that was, I think, part of the experience... Concerns with the U-Hauls, as you can see where, yeah, you can see where the entrances are into those two communities, one to the right and to the left. So the U-Hauls being removed and eliminating parking that close to the area avoids the conflict. And again, in the 9-10 sales that we've done since then, they haven't raised any concerns with regard to the parking or interference with their ability to get back and
forth. What 10 sales have been done since then?
We still do a Memorial Day and a Labor Day sale, and we have to get a temporary permit from the county every time we do that. So that's the 10 that you saw around Memorial Day. So we've done, since that 2020 hearing, we've gone to the county and gotten 9.
Those are the shorter, the administrative permits?
7 days as opposed to 10, essentially. What we're asking for is 10. That's a 7-day.
One of the items in the previous findings of fact speaks to the credibility of the applicant and the fact that the board found that the applicant was not credible because they showed disregard for this board's conditions on their previous decision. What evidence is there that the applicant is now going to be credible and is now going to follow our decision?
Well, I can turn it to John because John's now managing this store. He was not the one managing the store back in 2018 or 2017 when the original one was granted.
What happened in 2017,
2018? In the prior decision, there was concerns with regard to the credibility of the applicant who presented testimony at that time, which was not me and it was not Mr. McMahon. Or McCann, sorry, about that. And I know there was concerns in that decision regarding the time the tent was put up and taken down is exceeding the time.
It might help if I actually read it for you so you can hear. The board also has concerns about the applicant's credibility. The board previously granted approval in 2018 for the tent, but restricted the applicant's use of the tent to 16 days to be split evenly between Memorial Day and Labor Day. This time period included time for setup and tear down. The applicant, however, admitted to using the tent for 31 days, nearly double the allotted time.
Okay, we're certainly not going to do that. If we have a permit to use it for 10 days, we're only gonna use it, we're gonna get it open on that first day and then close it down on that 10th day. Whatever the permit.
In regards to the permits you've been getting in the meantime, have you been abiding by the restrictions in those permits?
So my dad is the one who submits for these permits, and then he also is one who schedules our opening and closing of these tents. So to my knowledge, yes, we only had the tent up from, I believe it was maybe like a Tuesday to a Tuesday or something like that. But I don't definitively know. I'm fairly certain that he was abiding by the tent sales. To get the tent open, furnish it on a Friday, sale starts happening Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tent was broke down by Tuesday. So
including tear down, setup and tear down, it was still limited to 7 days?
Yes.
Within the permit, I believe, yes.
Yeah, it was within 7 days. I had confirmed that with him, that he set it up and took it down, this most recent one, within that 7 days. And again, we're not aware of any concerns, nor are there any complaints about the 9 that we've done under the temporaries since 2020.
I'll probably have some more questions, but I'm gonna pause for a little bit and let some of the others ask.
I would make a comment because I'm very familiar with that area. Would it be safe to say, as far as parking goes, would it be safe to say that the adjoining business has much more of an impact traffic-wise on you than you do on them? Because I would think it's probably between 1 and 3% of that traffic is you,
yes.
And probably 97 to 99%. Outside if I was to guess, maybe even more than that.
Outside of Memorial Day.
Furniture stores, as you know, typically have very low traffic generation numbers. They actually have very low parking requirements because of that. But this is a center with two tenants, so obviously when people come, even if their parking space is designated for furniture or more, they'll park there. Now, the reality is, for most of the peak time of the neighboring business, we're already closed.
Yes.
We're not operating at night when the grill is, you know, doing better business, but there can be occasion I think that there was, it was fairly well utilized for at least a portion of the time during the Memorial Day sale on one of the happy hours. I think the weather also wasn't great, so people weren't perhaps at the beach until the time of that. But generally, this is an extremely low traffic generator. I know using the Newcastle County comparisons, typically these stores require about 6 or 7 parking spaces. I'm not going to attest that that's what's required here. But yes, we are, of the two uses in this center, by far the more minimal of those two uses.
So a couple things. I'd like to just make some statements, and maybe you can either agree or disagree with them. As far as like a change, you're changing the size of the tent. The parking there, that's, you've eliminated a row, whether it was your decision or not, that row's been eliminated, mm-hmm. thus making the change there, and the inside closer to the business is the one that's you're using for operation, and
correct.
The other one has been eliminated for the traffic to the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. And again, the U-Haul business has been terminated, and we are fine with that being a condition on any approval that U-Haul business not be restarted.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Mr. McCann, do you affirm the statements made by Mr. Tracy is true and correct?
Yes.
I have an honest face.
One of the big concerns at the last meeting was the access to that condominium. And I believe the testimony has been that has been rectified. Is that correct?
I haven't heard anything from the community since that painting over that one row. So to my knowledge, yes.
Okay, so that removal of those parking spaces kind of freed up the traffic so that those folks could get back to their homes.
And also not having any U-Hauls as well, which was becoming a bit too much.
Okay. Now, you'd indicated this tent will be secured. Is it, how will it be secured? Is it going to be locked up? Is it going to be, how are we, is it going to be staffed?
It will be locked up. If we do need to have a staff member there to monitor it in the afternoons, and we can abide that, but locked up would be our first.
Is there any
cameras as well?
Is there any lights or loudspeakers or anything like that associated with the tent? And what you're asking for is 10 days around Memorial Day and 10 days around Labor Day. Is that right?
That is correct.
So it would be set up on around day one and taken down on around day 10, but not exceeding day 10. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. And what are the, I think you said the hours of operation would be to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays. What hours do you begin?
From 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., except for Sundays, 11 to 5.
All right, have any further questions? Thank you.
I have a couple more now. Where it mentions about displaying furniture in your designated parking spots, is that just during the tent sale, or are you wanting to do that other times?
Yeah, other times as well.
So you want a special use exception to place furniture in your designated parking spots year-round?
No, the special use exception, the only thing the special use exception is for the tent, the 10 days of the tent, the use of the tent for the tent sale. Nothing else will be covered by the special use exception. I'm not sure that one's necessary, but we haven't asked for a special exception for anything beyond that.
Okay, so we're just talking about the tent sales.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. The sales that you have been having, the ones with the permits that you have now, are you aware of any instances where traffic to the communities in the rear has been blocked?
No. No community member has come to me and had a conversation with me about their being blocked. I know that there was a conversation of disgruntlement amongst my dad in the community, I believe, but I know, but not any like vivid any conversations I had with any of the members.
Is your position general manager?
Manager of that store location, yes.
Manager at that location. So you're there part of the day-to-day operations.
Yes.
So if somebody walks in with a complaint, you're going to be the one to hear about
yes.
it. Okay.
Yes.
And you've not heard any complaints that there's been blocked access.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you aware of anyone calling the police because of people blocking access?
No.
anyone being towed because of blocked access? Okay. Have you or any of your employees needed to go out and tell customers that they need to move their vehicles?
For customers of high stakes during football games.
Okay, so you're kind of policing your neighbors,
yeah.
Customers. Okay. So you have been proactive in trying to keep your customers from blocking access.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's all I have.
Yeah, and again, I think at the time, too, there was ongoing construction in one of those two neighborhoods back in 2020 that was contributing, or even before that in 2019, that was contributing to the parking issues that were occurring. But clearly, U-Haul trucks were a big part of that. And if you could see, you know, you could see where the double parking spaces would be. You could see if somebody brought in one of those 16-footers that I drove to Arkansas in my youth. Those would stick out over the line and could potentially cause some issues. So,
well, actually, one other question. Was your dad managing it back 4 years ago when we denied this?
He's the owner-operator, so I think he spent a lot of the time there.
But you weren't managing this location?
He was probably the manager, as he's managing most of the locations. We didn't have an official manager, I don't think, at the time.
Okay.
But, yeah. I haven't started until 2021.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
It does, unless you have other questions.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Oh, no. Right. Rare. The outside furniture that's on the sidewalk, is that on display full year? Because I feel like we were trying to loop that into part of the request, or that got brought up. Like this display on the sidewalks versus a parking spot.
The sidewalk, so that most of that will actually be covered up throughout most of the year. And then we clear it out and then put the tent in. And then that sidewalk is not, no one really walks that way to get into the store. There's another way closer to the bar on the other side that we cleared a path for anyone who was trying to enter either to high stakes or to us, where it had like a 3-foot gap to be able to get into the front door.
Wasn't sure if it needed to be included as an outdoor display, if they had furniture out on the sidewalk as well as.
I mean, if it's neat, I don't know that it was specifically asked for in the application, so I don't know that if it's required, so, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? This time, I'll close the public hearing, and I guess we need to do two motions. I will entertain a motion on the substantial change since 2020 from the first case.
Mr. Chair, I'd make a motion that a substantial change has occurred since the 2020 decision in the form of the removal of the U-Haul trucks, the reduction in the tent size, and a new general manager.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0, we've agreed that there is a substantial change and we will hear the case.
As far as the special use, Mr. Chairman, board members, I will note this one is, I believe, for a temporary use up to 5 years, and the applicant did proffer the condition about no U-Haul business on the site.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, move to be approved case number 12948 for John McCahan for the special requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. Because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. As a condition, part of my condition would be that there is no operation of the U-Haul trucks. And Mr. Sharp, this is requested for 5 years.
It's 5 years, and it's also for 10 days around Memorial Day and 10 days around Labor Day.
So, as part of this motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 5 years, 10 days surrounding the 10 days surrounding Labor Day, 10 days surrounding Memorial Day, hours Monday through Saturday of 10 to 6 p.m., and on Sunday, 11 to 5 p.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Warfel.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye, too. So you voted 5-0, sir, your case is approved.